can almost not dream, imagine, but I would chant really a lot of rounds. I would call it the Haridas Thakur time, you know, really a lot of rounds. It's not proper to say these numbers in public, but and I used to maintain this until a few years back when I discovered something new. And this is an answer by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the question, is it really beneficial to chant greater quantity? And listen to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's answer. Some say, he says, that greater quantity of mechanical Harinam should be uttered. However, better than such an effort is to put efforts to ensure that Nam is uttered with extremely clear pronunciations and with genuine feelings towards Krishna. One should put efforts to perform Nam Kirtan of such a quality constantly. So here he says, if you just mechanically chant, and I would like to extend that also to Kirtan, without genuine feelings towards Krishna, then that is not so beneficial. At the very end of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, when he was on his deathbed, and it was only a matter of a short time when he would leave, the great Acharya asked the two songs are sung. One song of these is very known, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, or it's very known that he sang this song. But the second song, which Achyuta Gopi will sing with all of us, it is not so much known. It is a song, Tunhu Daya Sagarate, where in the first three lines it is mentioned the glories of the holy name, but there is a third line, and I would love you to jump forward. No, it's the fourth then. It says, such is your mercy, you have come in the form of your holy name, and you have not demanded any rules and regulations. We had this morning, the revolutionary nature of Kirtan as a spiritual practice. So, such is your mercy, which is supremely magnanimous, O Lord, but I'm extremely unfortunate. And when the singer came to this line, O Lord, I'm extremely unfortunate, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, although he had been lying like this until that moment, took his hands and clasped his heart and cried tears. I'm extremely unfortunate because I could not develop any taste in your chanting. That was implied with this. It's a illustration of Nam Namakari, the second verse of Chaitanya Shikshastakam. So We will sing this song now together. It's a beautiful glorification of the Holy Name, and we will address today in our first workshop the question, how can we turn our fortune and become fortunate chanter with a lot of taste? But first, let us sing this song. Please start.
The very last line in this bhajan speaks about chanting with anurag and the feeling of somehow or other we are lamenting because we have not fallen in love with the Holy Name. And that was something that stuck with me and that I could really, really sink my devotional and mental teeth into, this feeling of, have we fallen in love with the Holy Name? And I was reflecting on even just the introduction to Sachinanda Maharaj's book, The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. He was speaking about at 16, he met his best friend. And being introduced to the Holy Name. And so some of us, if we've been introduced since birth to the Holy Name, we don't always remember that moment where we first met our best friend. And so I feel like one of my goals is to leave this Holy Name immersion having reintroduced myself to my best friend. And somehow make some step toward falling in love with the Holy Name.
Wonderful.
Yesterday, one devotee was sharing with me that I told a very short story in the morning that Radharani was very angry and Krishna tried everything that he could to make her happy. And nothing worked. And finally, he says, what can I do? Tell me I'll do anything. She says, well, should anyone approach you for shelter, you must embrace them forever, forgetting all of their past activities, good deeds, bad deeds, it doesn't matter. Embrace them forever. And so one devotee was sharing with me that we often think our situation is very dire and intense. And we should think that our situation here is very dire. We should feel propelled to take up our spiritual life very seriously. Srila Prabhupada says, don't make a joke out of it. Really take full advantage of the situation. But somehow or other, Krishna's situation is also very dire. If we don't approach him for shelter, and if he's not able to embrace us forever, then Radharani will stay angry with him. So one devotee was sharing, he said, Krishna needs us now. I said, you're right, actually, yeah. He needs us. His situation is incredibly dire. So now we can reflect on not only the Holy Name, Krishna himself is saying, I really need your help. The only way I'm going to be forgiven, the only way I can make Radharani satisfied is if we somehow enter into this relationship. So as I was reading this bhajan and thinking on the last line of lamenting because somehow or other I have not fallen in love with the Holy Name, my personal goal is to somehow let go of all of the obstacles and the barriers and barricades that I put up around my heart, have a nice fortress built. I kind of want to tear that all down and give myself a chance to introduce myself to the holy name and hopefully fall in love by the end of these few days together. No pressure, because I'm putting it all on you.
Sagara Taraite Prani
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You can only change something when you recognize that this is something you need to work on. I can only clean the dust in the room when I see there's dust that needs to be cleaned. You should sometimes visit us in Gaura Bhavan. Every week you see Gaur Krishna. He has this dust sort. It has different colors, it's big. And then he goes and dusts the dust away from the corner. So if you want to work on your holy name, you must first see where is some dust there which I need to get away of. And therefore, this morning we started with this problem of not having sufficient taste. But let us not remain there. Let us see what can we do to increase our taste. There's a very interesting verse in the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami. He says something very nice. Tebhyo namastu bhava vaditi jena panka samak namokshana vishakshana padukepya krishne tivana yugala shravanena yesham andantu bhavati natita roma vrindam. He says, actually he quotes a devotee who says it, I offer pranam, obeisances, again and again to those great devotees for whom, as soon as they adorn their ears with the two syllables Krishna, the bliss of prema manifests in their hearts and their hairs start dancing. So there are these great devotees, as soon as they put the name Krishna in their ears, bliss manifests, their hairs start dancing. Often they follow their hairs and then they dance themselves. The wooden sandals of these personalities are very expert in delivering the living entities who from time immemorial are stuck in the mud of ignorance or sense gratification. No? This is our exemplars in bhakti, the masters of bhakti. They can chant and they get taste. And we have to ask ourselves, what are they doing? Let me copy them or follow them at least. What are they doing? My dear devotees, there are two things which you can do. The first is somewhat mechanical, and the second will include or invoke your emotions. I will speak about this tomorrow, the emotional part. Let's start with being fully present to the chanting. You must know there are three ways in which you can chant, not one way. Three kinds of chanting. The first is called Vachika. It is the audible chanting where your lips and tongue move mixed with kirtan. In japa, audible would be like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Loud, audible. The second type of chanting is, let us see what is there, the Upangsu chanting. And I will come to this chanting in a moment. The third type of chanting is the Manasika chanting. It means your lips don't move, your tongue may move or not, but you will not be able to hear. Let me I'll give you examples of these two. Vachika, you all know. This morning there was a devotee who was very much into Vachika Japa. I could hear a lot of sound from my right side and was very pleased how all the syllables were absolutely present there. This is the Vachika chanting, but it doesn't really count as pure japa because it's mixed with kirtan. In kirtan, we publicly glorify, we chant very loud. You have that a lot in India. There is everywhere during the month of Kartik, there is kirtan going on. Either live, which would be quite all right, or even more, loudspeaker kirtan. Yes, it is a challenge. There is the other chanting, I will show it to you now, where nothing can be heard. I will chant now in two ways. Let me see if you can see what one I do. One is where I chant in my mouth using my tongue, and the second is where I just use my mind. Watch me. That was not easy, because you were all looking at me. What was I trying to do? Mind. Only mind, yes. No lips were chanting. When you use the lips, when you use the tongue, it is difficult. This is the Manasik chanting. Is very difficult. You can do it after you have chanted a lot of audible chanting. It's really smaranam. And smaranam or meditation is not easy if you want to hold the object of meditation in your mind for a long time. But it is a way of chanting, and it is all right. The one which is recommended by Sanatan Goswami and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the third, Upangsu. Lips and tongue move slightly. A second person should not hear. It is called pure japa because it's neither mixed with kirtan, the loud glorification, nor with meditation or smaranam. It's this. Please watch me. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Lagu Uchati, very lightly the kirtan, the chanting is used. It's audible and it reverberates in the heart. I would love you all to join me. Let me. Please join me. We will in one sound. Hear that you have not chanted Upangsu Japa. Well, Maharaj, my lips were moving. Yes, but in this, where are we? In this third Upangsu Japa, you will need to engage your mind to remain attentively. Our computer person without being present with your mind in this Upangsu Japa, you will not be able to stay with the vibration. Mostly what we do is we chant loudly, Hare Krishna, but our mind is often not there. You can know that because you're getting tired and exhausted. When you do the right chanting, you actually keep the vibration in the heart, and whenever your mind is wandering, you bring it back to the chanting. This is Upangsu chanting, which is really for japa. And we will learn how to do this today. Sanatan says the real japa is Upangsu, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says so. Please, you need to somehow. I need to focus very much because now I cannot think of all my lecture. I have to just think of the holy name. What you need to do is, as you are chanting, hear yourself chanting, and keep your mind on the chanting. Who of you was hunting with falcons in their lives? No one from Arab falcons. You must know something about a falcon. The falcon is tied to a perch. Perch means like this, no? And in the beginning, it is fluttering all over. But then, when it learns properly, it sits on the perch. So, in mantra chanting, your mind is like that falcon. It goes all over, hunting for pleasures here and treasures there. But the very same restless mind becomes focused when it lands on the mantra like a falcon on its perch, and then it's peaceful and doesn't struggle any longer. So this is done in this Upangsu chanting. Can I please chant one time alone and just try to show you? Hare Krishna. Very lightly, almost don't use the vocal cords, no? The lips move, but the sound is only for you to hear, not for others. It's not kirtan. You're doing beautifully. Continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, as you continue, land with your mind on the first Hare. Now.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
And as you continue to chant, bring your mind to the first Hari now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Let your mind grasp the first Hari now. Yes. You're getting it, yes. again, focus on the very first hari of the mantra. Thank you very much. Now we will continue with all the various names of the holy name. For me it works to follow this instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta, to just let the name sink into the heart and stay in the heart and not externally in the world of thought. Please let us do this. We will do this a little longer because we need to sink our mind now into this. Imagine you are now walking away from your ego. You're walking away from your ordinary thoughts. Yes, you're walking away. Let it stay there. It's not useful. And always, sometimes it's useful, but not always. And not during japa. Then you stay just on the perch of the mantra. Please, let's do now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Beautiful.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Please continue. It's like being in a river of sound, no? Don't leave the river, stay there.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Please continue. Always bring the mind back to the first hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And now try to stay with all the names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, very beautiful, thank you. It takes practice, but you will see if you avoid that your mind wanders and walks away and bring it and stay with it in this Upangsu style with the holy name, you will soon be carried away. Before coming here, I was working on the notes for this retreat, and I had a very busy life in Berlin with many things, and on top of it this constant pressure of I'm working on a book which I want to unleash into the world, so to say. And it's just not getting ready. I feel like a pregnant lady and the child is not coming, you know. So there was a lot of pressure. But then I thought, I'm going to talk about the holy name and immersive, and I have to at least have an experience of this. So what do I do? And so I left the house where we stay, Gora Baba, and went into the forest. And then I thought, I'm always on the same paths here. I think I need to break out and do something. So I've walked over the empty fields. I found an old oak tree. There were these oak fruits there on the ground. I saw some tracks of a wild boar who had eaten there. Acorn. Yeah. But I heard when the earth dug up by a wild boar is good for sacrifice. So I sat there and I tried to chant and I thought, what can I do now? First of all, let's start simple. What style of japa? Upangsu is the recommended one. Okay, how do I do this? I say the mantra and I keep I'm sinking into the mantra with my attention, and I just stay there. So at the beginning I was chanting and I was thinking, book is not finished, I'm almost exploding, I have not finished my material for the holy name retreat, and I'm running out of steam, and then something is wrong with my right kneecap, and old age, and the dentist is soon coming, 2 months from now. The mind was all over the place. But I kept on doing this Upangsu chanting, and my dear devotees, it made like this. And then the next thing I knew is I looked at my wristwatch and saw 4 hours had passed. I had not seen this because I was in a river of sound. I thought, now I can talk about Upangsu Japa. I've done it myself. So that's the way. Now, how do we get there? We get there if we create favorable circumstances in our life. And there are 6 practices we won't show you just now that cause one to attain the best results in this chanting. I have taught about this in my first japa retreat, which I gave in Washington, D.C. I remember there were a few GBC members there. We had a wonderful sangha. Anutama and Rukmini had come, and so on. And it is there where I had introduced for the first time this mantra. I have also published it in one of the books, the Gayatri books. But I had not taught about it very frequently until I listened to a presentation by His Grace Hari Parshad Prabhu, and then dug out these amazing 6 techniques which will help you to enter the golden river of sound and be carried away. At that time you are very nice, and I will introduce them now. They are in a verse. We actually have printed this for you. You will get it at the end of your holy name immersion retreat. So there is no need to write it or copy it down. You will get it. These 6 practices are there. Mana sangharanam socham, please. Mana sangharanam socham. Monam mantrata chintanam.
Monam mantrata chintanam.
Avyagrat vam anirvedho.
Avyagrat vam
japa sampati hetavaha. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities: control of the mind, internal and external purity, silence, contemplation of the mantra's meaning, patience, and steadfastness. So today we will just deal with the first three of them. Then we will build groups, six groups, and we will ask our kirtaniyas to lead these six groups where you can explore the depths of some of these techniques. The first practice I will start today is with the first is monam. I believe we have a slide for this. This monam practice means silence. It means while you chant, don't interrupt and speak. Do you know this, especially this car chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, wow, 20 kilometers to Wiesbaden. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, what do you think about my dhoti? Oh, nice dhoti. And you lost it. Don't interrupt and speak. Then your japa will not be mixed with other thoughts. That's why you don't speak. The Hari Bhakti Vilas says, as long as one is speaking during japa, till that time one's japa is considered fruitless. So when you interrupt around, it's really you telling Krishna, I'm not so interested in you. You know that, isn't it? I'm more interested in 20 kilometers to Wiesbaden and so on. This is not good. You will never come to the fruit of the holy name. The holy name will always keep you at a distance if mona or silence is not kept doing japa. If you look at this picture of Prabhupada, do you think he will interrupt it and talk about his dhoti or something? You can see he's absorbed. He is keeping the mind on silent mode. Traditionally, japa is really a solitary activity where you are by yourself. This is very nice. The second one is, I will go briefly about them because they are explanatory, except for the most important one, which we will deal with some detail. It's socha, cleanliness, external and internal. After rising, first the external one, after rising, take a bath and clean your chanting space. Wait a minute, you may say, but Chaitanya says in all circumstances, whether it's day or night, you are correct. This is mostly for Gayatri chanting. Hari Bhakti Vilas says a person who does not take a bath is unfit for japa. This is Gayatri japa or Vedic sacrifices, etc. You must take a bath. But for the holy name, it does matter. You can sometimes, you may rise a little late. Does this happen in your life? No, never, Maharaj. Then you may just go and brush your teeth and then sit down and do your japa and so on. That is all right for the holy name.
But internal cleansiness is very important. This means positive sattvic thoughts and feelings. The proper association can help you. Have you been in the situation where you are chanting and the mind is just full with impressions, perhaps of violence, or it is full of sexual thoughts which come from who knows from where, or they are agitated about something in your immediate environment, perhaps your friends or partners or children said something, or there is this. Most of the time we are in this mental drone sound, which is somehow negative. You must be very careful what you put into your mind. In the garden of the mind, if you want good plants to grow, don't throw plastic bags and garbage in there. External and internal cleanliness. These are relatively easy practices, and we will therefore not talk about them. I want to now go to mana samharanam, that is concentrating the mind. It means that whenever you are chanting and the mind moves away, you bring it back to the mantra. You can concentrate in a mind that is pure, so therefore socha or cleanliness is very important. An impure mind thinks about impure things. A pure mind has sattvic thoughts or can receive the mantra very nicely. Repeatedly bring the mind back when it wanders. This is so important. But today we will offer you something that will shake you. My dear devotees, why is our mantra, our mind, so disturbed in Kali Yuga? One explanation which the Goswamis give is because our pranas are disturbed. What are pranas? There are five pranas, and I will introduce only one. It's known as prana. It is the inward moving energy. It governs inspiration, mental processes, and it resides in the chest and head area. Have you ever noticed that by regulated breathing, your mind calms? What has happened there? The prana, which is residing in the head and in the chest, that means the prana which covers your mind and your what? Chest. No, what's in the chest? Yes, you know everything of anatomy. The heart. It becomes calm. Have you ever noticed that? Therefore, the great acharyas, Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas, offers to us an exercise in breathing that can calm our prana so that we can chant the holy name undisturbed. This is a mechanical process. Would you like to learn it?
Yes.
Why? For focus. Good. My dear devotees, this is something which I regularly use in my own japa also. I was first thinking, well, pranayama, I'm not a yogi like that. I'm a mystic Hare Krishna chanter. I don't need pranayama. Oh, youthful days. If there is an easy tool to make the mind calm, and if it is given by Sanatan Goswami, I think it is very, very, very useful. So I have done this and have achieved very quick results. It's only 3 times you use the pranayama, but it's a little bit, let me say, it is something you need to pay attention. So, let me see here. I have to go by my notes because there's so much to tell. Sanatan Goswami says there are 3 pranayamas to pacify and focus the mind. And also you should do it before, and if you are tired after japa because you have chanted 8 hours due to ecstasy, then you also should do it 3 times. He says the stipulated time for performing pranayama is before and after one's japa. So you must know in pranayama there are 3 movements. First is the exhale. That is what you do in the beginning. You get all the air out. If you have a lot of air that is stuck, this type of air is the air is what causes you illnesses, mental depression, low moods, and so on. Therefore, just dump it out, no? Yeah. Do we have the... yes, we need, my God, a lot of energy came a moment in my direction. Then you need to do the first it's inhalation, it's called Puraka. Just stay with your glance on the left side, please. After Puraka, you do Kumbhaka. Kumbhaka means pot. It means to hold the air, it's retention. And after Kumbhaka, what do you think will come? Don't show it. Rechak. What is that? Exhalation. Now you do these 3 things after you have expelled all the air according to a certain ratio. That is... you do the inhalation for 6 seconds, the holding for 12 seconds, and the exhalation is a rather exhalation. Please watch me now. Pens and mobile phones down. You need to practice. By the way, I've never seen a group like you taking so many notes. Wow! I become scared with note takers. You have to know, when you take notes and it's in your mobile phone, that is not that you have learned it. Oh yes, I was at the japa retreat. Yeah, I have my mobile phone is full of it. We want your heart to become full of it. So therefore, you need to review your notes within 48 hours, 2 days. Best is immediately, so that you can keep it. So this is what you do. You breathe in. No, you breathe out first of all. Watch me. Don't do it. I will have to close my eyes. So, you know, if I don't want the world to see that I have eaten Belgium chocolate, which I have not, but you know, you do it through the nose, but you can do it also through the mouth. We are in the family, we will smell your last food. Now, watch me. Oh, I feel it. Please be serious. I'm sorry. I'm very serious. You're a very sympathetic audience. Yes, when it comes to mechanical things, the Hare Krishna is love. But let us nevertheless try. So, I think, did you understand?
Yes.
I will count for you. So please now sit first of all properly. We don't want air blockages. So therefore, we sit straight. Please expel the air. And now inhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Hold. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11 and 12. Expel. Yes. And now in 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Expel. Good. Very good. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, expel, good, in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, oops, I'm not so good in numbers. This is my one hang up. I cannot, numbers and me don't work. You get the idea, right? Please, and Radhika, but don't laugh so loud. Please, this will help you very much. So we need to do it again. It's my mistake only, but you will get the idea. Sit properly. Expel the air. And now inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Exhale. Very good. In. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Out. Very good. Now in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, good. And now let us just sit for just a moment. Can you see some rewiring is going on? And let us now chant Upang Sujapa in that stillness that is there physically and mentally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Now we will go very slow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please continue. Allow your mind to sink, into this sacred mantra. Allow it to cross the threshold from external consciousness to inward facing consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Yes, you're getting there, very good. Now Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, very good. Continue to chant. Be relaxed in your mind, peaceful, perhaps joyful. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Five more mantras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And our last mantra now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When I personally noted that my health was declining from all this travel and different time zones and unregulated eating, I took many training sessions with Anandamurti, who's not only a physical trainer, he's a health nutritionist and a wonderful devotee and sadhaka. And I could quickly understand in a short time that if I want the health to return, I will have to create circumstances like in relation to food. I would have to be careful what I take in the evening or late at night if I want to get up. And I also understood I should have a clean room, nicely aired out. I could see for some of the exercises, some yoga pens was good because the dhoti would always go all over the place. I created also other good situations. I told the people in our ashram, from such and such time to such and such time, I'm Ananda Murti's man. So I cannot take phone calls, I have to concentrate because I have to make the mind-muscle connection. You know, when I exercise, I have to think of the muscle which I exercise for optimized benefit and so on. So if you wished your relationship to Nam Prabhu to increase, you also need to create the circumstances. And today we dealt with the first set of three, and tomorrow comes the second set of three. Let us please overview them again on the yes, there was we started from down and worked our way up. Monam, silence, we don't interrupt, watch anything, and so on. The second was not so easy, always cleanliness, both physical and mental. Of the two, the mental purity was more important in relationship to the Holy Name. And the last we heard, Mana Samharanam, concentrating the mind. And we learned a pranayama practice. Who of you, let us just recall without the help of the slide, how do we do this practice? Fully exhale, then?
Six seconds inhale.
On the count of six, yes, 6 seconds. Then hold, 12, yes. And then exhale for three. Only three times through this. This is nothing. This is 2 minutes, I think like 1.5 minutes perhaps. 2 minutes. Before japa, and also it can be done after japa, but it really works wonders, my dear devotees. It is a mechanical prop, and don't worry, we are not stopping with mechanical props. We will get very, very inspirational as the retreat continues. But I think tomorrow the guided japa session will be done by Achyuta Gopi, if I'm correct, and perhaps before or in your thing, you can invite me as your co-facilitator, and I will guide everyone again in this simple pranayama. Were you also surprised when you heard it was taught by Sanatan Goswami? I was a little surprised, really. And I have taught it in yoga studios where people do pranayama, and they were surprised. They had never heard about this pranayama. Yeah, because this is deep stuff, and this japa. So it is because you what everyone is surprised is the relatively brief exhale at the end, because usually you exhale double as long as you inhale, but this, it's a pranayama to rewire you. It is really like neurological plasticity.
The words don't come so easily. It is an inner rewiring. But again, this is something for those who create favorable circumstances. These are not musts. This is very important. They are recommendations. See if they help you. But if you don't like to stay with them, no problem. There are a few things that are musts, like Sambandha, what we learned this morning, that is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches, and so on. But these are recommendations, therefore we put them in the workshop. No? Good. Let me now secretly watch the wristwatch. Oh, we have time. Time is good. Does any one of you have a question about the material we covered in this workshop? CB is here. Two? Oh, yeah.
What about cleanliness?
Yes. Yes, good. In answer to your two questions, what do I do when these inauspicious things come up? First of all, know it is natural. Wherever there is cleaning going on, the dust will whirl up. It would be surprising if this would not happen. The best way is to let them, to not dwell on them. That means to neither give them positive energy, that, oh, wonderful, whoa, a movie for free, you know, let me watch intently. So don't give it positive attention, but also don't give it negative attention. For the mind, it's the same. Attention is attention. I'm supposed to be a cultured lady, a professor, and now this thought. I'm not a teenager any longer. Don't give it negative energy. Just let it pass, much like the clouds which come in the vast sky and which come and go. Any thought which you don't give energy, either positive or negative, same for the thought, it will disperse after some time. Just let it pass. The second question about the last exhale in the pranayama, through the nose, everything through the nose. You lose energy in pranayama when you put it through the mouth, but you gain energy by what you do through the nose. What to do when the nose is blocked? Yeah, read my new book when it comes out. No, there's a great detail. So everything is there. Yeah, we don't need to go now into so much detail. Mm-hmm. Yes, Gavichandra.
In the beginning, you mentioned a quote about quantity of japa and quality.
Yes.
Who is it by? Missed who it was by?
By Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And all this is with me. It's just for free. you can make a photo. This really changed. Is it beneficial to chant greater quantity without genuine feelings towards Krishna? And he answers, some say that greater quantity of mechanical Harinam should be uttered. Their reason is, no, you do more and then you get it. But this is wrong, because the chanting must always be done with what is called adara, devotional respect. No?
This is in our scriptures. It comes in Upadeshamrita. Anudin, regularly and with adara, you should chant. And if you chant just and your chanting becomes a burden, it is not recommended. Better than such an effort to do this quantity thing is to put efforts to ensure that Nam is uttered with extremely clear pronunciations. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Prabhupada says the upper lip and down lip and the tongue should vibrate, should be used. So extremely clear pronunciation and with genuine feelings towards Krishna. We will speak about this genuine feelings and how we might arise them later. Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw some other hand. Kalindi?
Just had two questions. One was based off of what you were just discussing, and it was, mm-hmm. sometimes I have the philosophy of all or nothing, so it has to be perfect before I even try. And when I hear something like how the quality has to be so good before you even focus on the number, I tend to have the tendency of, well, I know I'm not there, so the effort is, I feel disheartened to put the effort in.
Yeah, I know.
And part of my mind thinks maybe I should focus on the quantity because then at least I'm starting somewhere and then quality can come in, but perhaps that's not the best way of seeing it.
I know some of you have given up, and I can see from your faces. Yes, when it has become so entrenched, our habits, that we think, is there a way out? Don't become hopeless. Don't drink from the cup of bitter disappointment. Don't do this, you will poison yourself. Bhakti is also not like that. Krishna loves you no matter the way you are. But the relationship, of course, becomes more pronounced if you make an effort in the relationship. But you are always loved by the Lord. Yeah. Kalindi, I can only give a subjective answer. Sometimes my japa is also not nowhere near the things I talk about, because life is just so overwhelming enough. I'm a small person with big responsibilities, you know, sometimes the weight is, wow, how much? And then, yes, then I somehow get my rounds done. But then I notice, what is about the longing in my heart? This is not spiritual, this is not what, and then I pray to Krishna, actually. I don't think the solution for bad habits in relationship with the Holy Name is within our reach alone. Actually, Haridas Thakur says himself, he says, no one on his own can control the restless mind. It's so strong. Therefore, one should pray to Krishna. And when Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and in previous japa retreats, I have quoted this quotation, now I do it by heart. He said, we can't keep all the Vedic regulations in relationship to mantra, but therefore there is this one practice, chanting and prayer. Do you believe in Krishna, by the way? Yeah? Are you sure? Should I ask you some difficult questions? Or better not? I'm sorry, I know, Kalindi, before you get into the downward leading spiral of curse, oh no, my God, I believe that you believe in Krishna. There's no doubt. I just want to stir you up a little. So Krishna is there and he will hear your prayer and things will move. But you have to make sure that the real you prays, not because you hear, I should pray, or that's good to pray. It has to come from you, not from another person who told you to pray, or the scriptures and so on. Please believe me, prayer, I'm only here because of the result of prayers. I'm absolutely sure. I'm also sure that I met Prabhupada because of prayers. Because as a young boy, every night I prayed. Do you want to hear my prayer?
Yes.
My dear Lord, make me more pious so that I come into heavens. I was from the Christian background. I was a very wild boy. So I needed to make me more pious, please. Lieber Gott, mach mich fromm, dass ich in den Himmel komme. Yeah, this is a prayer. Mm. Yes, and I think then Krishna heard me and he sent me a Prabhupada to pull me. Prayers work. I wouldn't be here without the simple childhood prayer. But yes, Namananda.
I speak in Italian.
Yes, we all need to hear Italian. It is please speak loud. We know it's such a beautiful language. Yes.
Questa mattina hai parlato del mix tra il calcio, del piacere materiale e il piacere spirituale. Il calcio che ci mettiamo insieme a volte il piacere materiale e il piacere spirituale.
This morning you spoke about mixing material pleasure with spiritual pleasure, like calcio and football, football.
Qui in queste esperienze, quando torno a casa, mi porto una gioia profonda dell'anima.
After this experience, when I go back home, I take with me deep joy in my heart.
In my anima, yes.
E sono in difficoltà a casa perché a volte cerco di compensare con del piacere materiale.
And I feel some difficulties because sometimes at home I try to balance some spiritual pleasure with material pleasure.
Mm, yeah.
Ma sono due piaceri diversi.
But they are two different kind of pleasures.
E quindi non l'anima non è soddisfatta dal piacere materiale.
And so the soul is not satisfied by this material pleasure.
Yeah.
Però a casa sono non riesco a collegarmi con la mia anima come riesco qua.
But at home I cannot connect with my soul.
Da solo a casa.
Alone.
Come fare a collegarsi con la mia anima quando sono da solo, cioè collegarsi in maniera profonda.
So when I'm alone, how can I connect with myself?
Come yeah. Quando sono qua.
Like
Experienza profonda. It's the language for singing, not the Italian. Yeah, beautiful. Yes, so the question is, when I'm alone, I mix material and spiritual pleasures. Sometimes I do my spiritual sadhana, then I revert back to material pleasures. And but I can see already that doesn't satisfy my soul. So how can I keep this on? I this experience I have here, where I only have spiritual things, I would say increase the light, then the darkness will go. and make the love. I think all of us are to some degree or another in this predicament that we feel, in order to move in our life, I need something for my body and my mind to feel happy. I can't renounce the material and the sight too much, then I become mental, then I'm angry and knock over walls and so on. This is a predicament of a conditioned soul. It is there, and the only way to deal with it is by increasing the light. But don't increase the light with teeth that are grit together. It shouldn't be an austerity, in other words. Do what you can do in Krishna consciousness, what you like to do. And of course, a few things they will have to be acquired tastes, you know, where in the beginning you don't appreciate so much, but then you do them and after some time you appreciate. Yes, but find out your thing. For me it is, I can tell you very simple, when I'm under the clouds, I sing and I dance in my room. I like dancing for Krishna. I have a picture, lock the room that no one sees me, then get on. I sing and dance, and afterwards I'm shifted. But that is only for a crazy old man. So you have to find what works for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Now I'm a little bit concerned about the time. We will now have a very experiential session for 20 minutes or so. We have 6 very qualified leaders of workshops. I will read their names now. You will get goose pimples when you hear them. One more. Here it is. There's Achyuta Gopi, Amala Harinam, Anandamurti, Nadia, Yogindra, and Sorabi. Are they all here? Sorabi? I have not seen. Sorabi is there. Good. So, we will have now you need to really listen as if your retreat is dependent on this. I will request you from here to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Up to 6, not further. Then the next one starts again with what number?
1.
You know everything. Now the trick is you must remember your number, which you said. It's not a joyful counting exercise. You will get your number by this process. And then we will ask our retreat facilitators, and there will be group number 1. It means you will go to that group. Then there will be etc. No? So we must now, the quicker we can do this. I saw with devotees, sometimes it took 15 minutes because they were laughing and rolling on the floor. Which is nice also, but not here. We want. And do you understand the essential principle is to remember your number. Good. So, Radha Kripa will start here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1.
No problemo. You are one. You're number 1. Namananda. You are 1. Yes. We have to love the devotees, no? Okay, continuare.
1, 2, 3.
Good, yes, 3. No problem.
2,
3,
4,
5,
6,
1,
2,
1,
3,
4,
5,
6,
1,
2,
3,
4,
5,
6.
It's all right. It's all right. We are not Albert Einstein here. The main thing is you need to get a number. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are we almost done? Yes? Good. So, I will request Achyuta Gopi, who leads group number 1, to go here, please. And all the ones, please join Achyuta Gopi here in this corner. I will request Amala Prabhu, who will head up number 2, to go perhaps in this corner. You will have to, those who sit there and are not 2s, please make space. And all the 2s, it's almost like a migration now. All the 2s, please go to our Amala Harinam, who is number 2. Please remain attentive so that we can do this really quick. Nadia Mani will lead number the group number 3. You can remain where you are, please. All the number 3s, please go to Nadia Mani. She is there where the microphone is. Good. Keep on attentive. It's almost like boarding a plane. No, you wait for your number. Yogindra.
Yes.
Yogindra Prabhu will head up number 4. Please be in this area, number 4. So all who are number 4s, who will join the group of Yogindra, please go there. Fantastic. Now, I wait a little until, otherwise it gets Hare Krishna, Ram Hari. What number are you?
4.
4, wonderful. Now group number 5. I will request our Ananda Murti. Where is Ananda Murti? Here. Ananda Murti Prabhu will go in this corner. Yes. So Please, all those who are in group number 5, please go into the, maybe it's the eastern corner. Yeah, it looks like the eastern corner. To join our Anandamurti. And Surabhi, where's our Surabhi? Somewhere. Surabhi, why don't you come here? Do we need this? Prahlad will make space for you. Surabhi, who is heading group number, do you remember?
Six.
Yes. Will sit here. Normally she is with 20 bamboo flutes, but today she will be alone. And we need to somehow create some space for you. Please don't move the loudspeakers, but you can move everything else. By the way, this counting exercise, we will, please keep your number. We will change the group leaders around though, yes? So please, then we don't need to do this again. Shami, you have to, there's enough time. So, those who are left over, maybe that's not the right way to say, how do I say this? Those who, you are not a leftover, you are a fresh preparation, you know. Those who have not found any group, so to say, because they were perhaps hesitant and did not want to immediately join the exercise, please just join any group of your choice, no? Good. Now, Walker. I would first of all like each one of the group leaders to share with their group any insights they want to share about the Holy Name. I can well imagine that our Amala Harinam would love to quote Aindra Prabhu on something. Please do this in the mode of introducing yourself to the group so that they understand what is your relationship to the Holy Name. They know you from YouTube and have seen you in Washington DC next to the chanting with Donald Trump or whatever. I don't know if you would do that. So they want to know your own relationship to the Holy Name. And after that, I would suggest that you can just, from the group, ask these devotees questions about anything you would love to know about the two, three things. Monam, keeping uninterrupted, or Socham, external or internal purity. I guess this Mana Samharanam, concentration of the mind, is very important. Good. We will go for about 20 minutes. We will go a little over time, but we have time in the afternoon. Please start now. Let us make this as good as possible. And please, no one of you switch off or lay down. please participate fully. It's a unique chance. I'm sorry for the cramped space, but we can manage. We are not dead yet. So start now.